Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure as always. Wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening, we're glad you're here. You're going to be glad you hung out with us because we got our good friend Pat Weber back on the show. Pat is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, she is already working on her 11th year as a member of our Brain Trust. We just celebrated the 10th anniversary a couple of months ago, and she has been talking to us about how to put our best foot forward in the marketplace, how to get our business out there in the marketplace and get more sales. And more recently, she's been working with introverts, helping introverts be better at selling. And she's our good friend, Pat Weber. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Happy anniversary.
Yeah. Hey, happy anniversary. It's good to have you back, as always. Pat, one of the things that's obviously all the rage right now is the whole social media universe. And, you know, most people are involved in it to some degree, if nothing more than just going to a blog or commenting on a blog or maybe they've got a little MySpace page or they've been to a MySpace page or something like that. Maybe they've seen Twitter. There are a lot of different ways of participating in the social media world. And I know you've been doing some of that. And I'd like, one of the questions that business people have is, how is it relevant to me? How can I turn that time that you have to spend? And if you're very much involved in social media, it does take some time. How can I convert that time into something productive? Because they're saying I am in business, I am trying to make a living. Is this a tool for me? What do you think?
Well, I was listening right from very beginning. Well, I'm usually listening right from the beginning. Somebody says something, and I believe that even though you use the phrase that it's all the rage now, I don't think it's a fad. I remember someone.
I agree with that.
The difference between a fad and a trend is a trend is going to stick with us, and a fad is going to die away. When I started my sales career, I started it in the computer industry, and so, you know, I guess I'm kind of hooked into computers from that, because I've been in business for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think this whole way of marketing via the internet and with social media number two, or I don't even really have the right terms, truthfully, but I think it's really a must, in particular for small businesses, because it wasn't that long ago that Entrepreneur Magazine did a survey. I think it was 2006. That's not awfully far back. And even at that time, on a local level, their survey found that approximately 72% of people in their own home were searching online to buy something locally, whether mm-hmm. it was a product or a service.
Right. Local search has become huge.
I bet it's probably, I don't know, Jim, that was 2006. It's got to be darn close to 98% now.
You would think.
That you first go there instead of the yellow pages, and then
or you search the yellow pages online.
Exactly, there are the yellow pages online.
You just don't pick up the book.
I mean, I just had mine delivered last week, and it's still sitting in our foyer. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. It's mm-hmm. like, why do I need this? Because I don't. Even I can even find my doctors online simply by searching their name. So it's definitely something that I think small businesses want to start to get into if they haven't, and if they haven't, they want to figure out their own structure of, well, what part do I take on next? Because it's not going away.
When I said all the rage a minute ago, I you're right. I didn't want to indicate that I thought it was going to be a fad and it was going to fizzle, but I do think that. And when I say that, it's because of all the, you know, you got so many people talking about Twitter right now, and we had the same kind of thing with LinkedIn, the same kind of thing with Facebook and MySpace and all that, and so there is an awful lot of talk about it, an awful lot of coverage of it. But I do think, though, that we still don't know how to make it spot-on useful for businesses. I think that we're still trying to figure all that out. But you've actually had success with social networking, social media, and I would like for you to give the audience some examples of how you've been using it and how it's been successful for you.
Yeah, and it's actually been recent success that I've tried to look at and say, well, how the heck did I do that? How did I attract these clients? You know, I have various things that I do related to coaching, including having my own e-books online. And so regardless of what someone purchases, I mean, I've attracted a coaching client and several e-book clients, and now I'm talking with several people for collaborating for bigger projects.
And you know that you met these people basically, or they found you through your social media activity, networking.
Yeah, I never knew them before.
Yeah, and they found you through Twitter or your blog, or how did they find you?
You know, I think the first place was Twitter that we were found, and yeah, I'm pretty sure I could identify all of that to Twitter. I am on several, and I think that one of the things that I do is continue to sharpen how I use each one, because like you said, you do want to be careful about the time that you spend.
Your time can get away from you. It can be seductive, can it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to. You maybe have to figure out in the beginning you're going to spend a little more time just because you have to learn your way around everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the more people that teach about it, and you can find plenty of things for free that teach you about it, there's a lot that can be automated, which personally I like because I don't want to be tied to my chair and the computer, although I love the computer and everything. I have the whole life outside of that.
Hold on to that thought, Pat. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Pat to tell us how she manages that, what she recommends for us in using social media. How do we get the most out of it with the least amount of time? Because we got other things to do, right? 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. My blog is there. I hope you'll check that out as well. And my newsletter, you can subscribe to that. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. My knowledge base, askjim.biz, is there, and lots of other things that you can use to your advantage. I hope you'll do that. And don't forget to... Don't forget that you got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes. We've got something that will help you with your small business. And by the way, my blog post, my last blog post this week is about the generations and some thoughts that I have on the different generations working together without creating a casualty list. I hope you'll check that out. I think you'll like it. Pat Weber is our guest. She's our good friend. Pat, you've got a website, and tell us how we can find you. Oh, by the way, you can follow me on Twitter. We were just talking about that. We are talking about that. You can follow me on Twitter. It's twitter.com/JimBlasingame, or if you're involved in Twitter, it's @JimBlasingame, all one word. Pat, you're on Twitter, aren't you?
Yeah, Pat Weber. Pretty easy, huh?
Yeah, how about that? All one word, at Pat Weber. And also your website where they can find your e-books.
Well, I've got my blog at patricia-weber.com. Are you glad that I've abbreviated the name?
I am. Thank you.
That's my main website now. I've got to go read your new blog post. That sounds really good.
Patricia-weber.com. They can find your e-books there, right?
Right.
And they can find your coaching.
Sellingtips.com is another one that I have.
Say that again.
kind of there. But the ones that change, or my blog, it changes about 5 times a week. So.
Okay, and they can find out about your coaching and all that there too, can't they?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. So how... Talk to us about how to use... So you're sold on social media. You're a business person. Now, you have personal services business. You're a consultant. You're a coach. You're a writer. And so that's different from somebody who sells hardware.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a different situation. But there are a lot of people out there like you, and so you're using social media to your advantage. How do you started giving me some thoughts, and I said, hold on to those because I want you to talk to the audience about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, we each have a blog. I think if anybody's thinking about it, then the blog is the place to start, because what people don't want is a static page. Much to my webmaster's chagrin, I've really moved away from my website and kept more things going on with my blog, because that's where I can have a quick article or tip or link to another article or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that really all kind of is a must-have piece.
But see, you know, the thing about a blog, though, is a lot of people aren't writers. They don't want to write. They don't like to write. They think they can't write. You're not like that. I'm not like that. But a lot of people aren't. And so a blog is intimidating because they don't know what to say.
Well, but you could start with, most small business owners, when I talk to small business owners, would be like 5 to 10 employees maybe. Maybe
yeah.
There's someone on that staff who just has a tip of the day.
Somebody could do it.
Simple as that. Doesn't need to be an 300-word article. If you're a solopreneur, though, like I am, and I have virtual assistants that I'll asked to post this, here it is, put it on my blog, or here it is, post it to this article website. But, you know, solopreneurs, it's got to be a must. I just cannot see you running a business, product or service, without it. Actually, there's a gal I met on Twitter, and she owns a physical location, and she sells nothing but all products green, you know what I mean, green, save the earth green.
Mm-hmm.
So even though that's not a service, in a sense it is a service, because she's saving the planet by her products. So there's certainly room for everybody to market via starting with a blog and then moving into some of these other pieces.
But here's the thing about social media, and you correct me if you agree with me about this. See, this is what I'm calling the post-marketing era. We're entering what I call the post-marketing era. What by that I mean, when you're a business operating in the social media environment, that is not a hard sell environment. That is not an advertising environment. That is not a manipulation type of environment. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't. This is not like social media. Is not another place for you to stick your ads.
No.
And so this is what people. This is what businesses. This is something I think is so important for businesses to understand about social media. It is a soft sell, long term relationship building type of an environment.
You know, it might not be too long term, because you don't know who, particularly if you're using Twitter, what I have found is you don't really know who's listening in, who's connected to somebody who needs what you have.
And but when I say long term, but my point is, people run an ad on Wednesday, they expect to get a sale on Thursday.
Yeah, that might not happen.
It's not going to happen in social media. Not likely to happen. At least nothing you can count on.
But the final
analysis, though, Pat, is that you're sold on it. You think businesses should definitely get involved in social media.
Yeah, and what you were saying as it being, the post-marketing era. I know the Coachville's founder, Dave Buck, he speaks of the post-marketing era as the inspiration era.
Yeah.
And that's really what people, I think, are gravitating towards this for.
Well said. Pat, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Pat Weber, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too. Stay with me right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.